Hello, hello, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of the Just Wendy podcast. Now, today's podcast episode is going to be a little different. I have a special guest with me, and for my first episode featuring someone special, I have Miss Bobby Makins here. She is a blogger and also a published author. I wanted to start having special guests on my podcast. And who else but my fabulous sister? Now take a little time and tell everybody about yourself.
Thanks for having me. I'm Bobby TM, published author of Mindful Recitals, now available on Amazon. I'm from Prince George's County, Maryland. PG County, Pretty Girl County. Yay.
Girl.
And I'm also Just Queen D's baby prized possession with a sister.
Really? You don't even got to see. Okay. I'm gonna let you have that. Okay. So, when did you first realize that you wanted to become an author?
Great question. I first realized that I wanted to be an author when my kindergarten class, we wrote a book together that got published. It was like our little class project. And I always really wanted to have a picture on the back of something with my arms crossed. Just real cute. You know, you just want to feel important. And I knew that I could write, so.
Okay, all right. So what was your process into writing your book?
So the process, it wasn't a lengthy process because I'm a very impulsive person. So it was just, I thought that I just wanted to write a book, and I seen someone else do it, someone that was close to my cousin do it. And I was like, that seems interesting. So I just combined a bunch of my poems, and I went to my mom to ask, like, what should I do with them? And she said, put them in a book. So I looked into the process of how to self-publish, and I just basically took those steps from there, just research and everything.
Okay, when did you first get the notion when you wanted to do it? Like, around what time?
It was early last year, I guess a little bit for my birthday, because that's when all of my brainstorms happen, where I just felt like I need to be like more accomplished and do something. So my big project for the year was writing the book.
Okay.
And coming up with it.
Okay, got it. So what inspired you for writing it?
What inspired me is the need to want to feel fulfilled in life.
Okay.
If I'm saying that right. Just having something to call your own, mm-hmm. really inspired me. And seeing, like I said, other people do it, and I was like, I could do that too. So I went and did it, and the women around me, including you, just mm-hmm. Queen D.
Thank you.
As my sister. Kind of inspired me in just bringing life to the voices of the women around me and myself. So that's what really inspired me.
Okay. Thanks for the little shameless plug.
No problem.
Okay. Well, you said it didn't take you that long, but like...
Right.
Approximately, like, how long? Like, was it months, weeks, days?
I would say the entire process took about a good 3 months. And that's because I was procrastinating. And also in our family, we kind of had a big family event in the midst of me doing it. So that kind of sidetracked me a little bit. But altogether, it was about 3 months.
Okay. All right. So where did the title of your book come from? And also, what significance does it mean to you?
Okay. So the title of my book, from what I can remember, again, very impulsive person. So I was like, what sounds good to me? And I was like, oh, it comes from your mind and it's full of stuff. So that's where the mindful with the two L's comes from. Then the recitals, because I remember us being little and always being in dance classes.
Mm-hmm.
And I loved recitals. So I was like, it's like a recital of your mind and what's on it and what's that and what's this. So, mindful recitals.
Okay. And did
Does it hold any like significance?
Now it does.
Okay, at first it did.
Because it's my first book. Now it does. But at first, no, it didn't. It just sounded clever. I was like, ooh, that sounds real professional. That sounds like I got my shit. Can I say shit?
You can cuss.
Shit together. And, you know, I just loved it. And it sounded real good. Yeah.
Okay, what would you say is your greatest strength as an author or writer?
I would say my greatest strength as a writer and an author is that I can write from different perspectives and take on different personas. Because mm-hmm. a lot of what's in my book, I got inspiration from people recounting their stories to me, of course, with mm-hmm. permission. And, like, taking that and being like, ooh, I feel that being, I guess, so-called empath. And you just take it on and you want to voice that. And also just, I guess, verbalizing your experiences the best way possible. That's a great one, because everybody can't verbalize mm-hmm. their trauma, their pain, their sorrows. And so I got the gift of gab. So I wrote it. I turned it onto the pages and let my mind go. So
okay. All right. So what I wouldn't say that, but what is your favorite chapter or poem or whatever you call them?
Okay, so the third part of my book was kind of like the healing part of, I guess, the 3 years that I based my poems around. Mm-hmm. So the last part of it, and I think the last poem, is my ode to self, which I give myself props and I dote on myself, and I kind of, it's like a love letter to myself. So I really love that poem, and that's my favorite, and it was kind of a fan favorite. I heard a lot of great feedback about that one in particular. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, my ode to self. Everybody knows I love
you
myself.
Love you. Yeah.
I'm like the greatest person I ever met. So, that's my favorite.
Okay. What was the most difficult part, if you had any, about writing?
The most difficult part, I would say, is filtering out the poems that you won't use or... Mm-hmm. Going back to tweak certain things, because sometimes you're not in that place in your life anymore mm-hmm. with certain things. So you're like, what perspective did I write that from? How can I make it sound better, or how can it come across better? And so I think the most difficult part was going back to like edit and like really trying to still capture the essence of each poem.
Okay. Let me see. Almost done with the questions. All right. So what would be your definition of success, and what does success mean to you?
So I guess the definition, what does it mean to me, could kind of go hand in hand with, to me, it's just success looks like just being comfortable with the things that you like have. And also being clear on your goals and attaining them and keeping that in mind and keep going. And nobody's really fucking with you. Like, can't be fucked with. Like, you're just on...
Unwittable.
Yeah, you're just on your narrow path of, okay, I set my goals. Like, even with this book, I set my goal. I said I was going to do it. I did it. So, my impulse comes really good with that. So, that's my idea of success. Just doing your own shit. Staying in your own lane and... checking off your goals. Like, that's my success.
All right. So, will you be writing more books in the future?
That is my hope. Yeah, no one can really predict the future, but I know that at least one to two more in the chamber.
Squeeze a few. Yeah. A little couple in there.
Yeah, because, again, like I said, I did what I wanted to do with it.
So, I did my big one.
I did my big one, and... a lot of people ain't doing it.
But you got to double it.
I know. You got to double it. We got to triple it. We got to quadruple it. So I look forward to it. So the answer would be yes, I will be writing more books in the future.
Okay. Well, this was a great first interview for my first special guest, my little sister. Yeah. So tell our listeners where they can find your book and also find your social media or whatever you want to disclose.
Okay, you can find Mindful Recitals with two L's on Amazon.com. You can search my name, which is BobbyT.M. It's easier to do it that way on Amazon. And it's also available for ebook through Amazon as well. And on social media, you could find me. My poetry page actually is Bobby Said, B-O-B-B-I-S-A-I-D, Bobby Said. And on regular social media, from there, you can find me at BobbyTM_. Bobby with the I.
All of her socials and everything will be linked in the description box, everybody. So you can get her book from there, get her link from there, follow her on Instagram or whatever you want to do.
Yes, yes, yes.
So, yes, thank you all so much for listening today. Please don't forget to rate and comment why you love the podcast, because it helps my podcast to get out to more people. And if you are new, welcome. I hope that you're sticking around. I love you all so much, and I hope that you're back for another episode of the Just Queen D podcast. Bye. Bye.